This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, August 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Rancher hoping for an 8-pack. New rules to prevent workplace violence. Costa and Panetta warn of Colombian tariffs. California is one wolf pack short of a stable population. With two wolf packs added earlier this year, California now has 7 packs totaling 44 wolves in all. That according to an official count by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. But the actual number is likely closer to 100, says Steve Arnold, president of the California Cattlemen's Association. If CDFW verifies an 8th pack, it would signal an abundant population under California's endangered species protections. That could lead to delisting the gray wolf and enable the department to start issuing depredation permits. Yet Arnold told the State Board of Food and Ag recently he was skeptical the state would ever let the pack become public knowledge. And trust me, as an organization, we will be right there suing the day they designate the 8th one, said Arnold. We're going to go after this for all we can. Keep in mind, the association was instrumental in persuading lawmakers to approve $600,000 for the state's novel wolf compensation program. The 2021 budget had launched the program with $3 million in funding, but the account ran dry in March this year after CDFW rapidly spent the money on non-lethal deterrence and compensation to ranchers for livestock losses. The new funding keeps the program alive until the state budget rebounds. Cal OSHA closes in on workplace violence standard. California's workplace safety regulator has revised its proposed rules for preventing violence at job sites. As the agency was crafting the rules last year, Governor Gavin Newsom signed SB 553 into law, laying more requirements onto regulation. The revised draft reflects the legislative mandates and sets a deadline of adopting the standard by 2027. Under the proposal, each employer must craft a prevention plan and undertake new record keeping, hazard assessments, and periodic training. They would also have to install certain engineering controls, such as weapons detectors, escape routes, alarms, and video monitoring. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. California lawmakers seek action against Colombia. Dairy industry groups, along with a bipartisan group of 4 lawmakers, are pushing the Biden administration to be prepared to counter possible new tariffs on U.S. dairy exports. The National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council say in a letter that the administration should be ready to leverage all available tools in case Colombia imposes countervailing duties on U.S. milk powder. California Democrat Representatives Jim Costa and Jimmy Panetta have also signed a similar letter to the Colombian ambassador that in support of the U.S. industry. They were joined on that letter by GOP Representative Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Dusty Johnson of South Dakota. The lawmakers say the Colombian government should end its review of the matter. Pursuing baseless protectionist investigations can only undermine cooperation and trade facilitation between our two countries, the letter says. EPA Ag Advisor stepping down. EPA is losing the agency's top ag advisor and director of new Office of Agriculture and Rural Affairs, Rod Snyder. He joined the agency in October 2021 as senior ag advisor and took over the new Office of Ag and Rural Affairs when EPA Administrator Michael Regan announced its formation this spring. Snyder announced Monday that he's stepping down from the position. He didn't say what he'll do next, except that he wants to stay in ag, conservation, and climate space. Snyder has played a crucial role in bridging the gap between agriculture and environmental policy. His efforts have significantly influenced policy and have ensured that the agriculture community's perspectives are well represented. That's the word of the American Soybean Association in a statement. Chuck Connor, president of the National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, said Snyder was, quote, a valuable resource not just for the agency, but for those of us in agriculture, including the NCFC, when it came to navigating a number of sensitive issues. Connor said Snyder, quote, has brought common sense and a collaborative attitude during his career, which also includes stops at CropLife of America, the National Corn Growers Association, and Field to Market. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. Hawaiian dairy threatened with lawsuit over discharges. The Center for Food Safety says it plans to sue Hawaii's last commercial dairy for allegedly discharging manure and discarded milk into local waterways without a Clean Water Act permit. All of Cloverleaf Dairy's lagoons are earthen and leak manure-related pollutants, including but not limited to bacteria, nitrates, other nitrogen compounds, and phosphorus into the soils, which then reach groundwater. The pollutants travel off-site, eventually discharging into the Pacific Ocean, down gradient from the dairy operation. The lawyer for CFS wrote to the dairy in an August 9th notice of intent to sue. The dairy is located on the island of Hawaii, known as the Big Island. CFS can sue after 60 days when the notice period has expired. Attempts to reach the dairy for comment were unsuccessful. Here's today's final word. It's a collective effort to address the challenges farmers encounter every day. That Alan Davis, board chair at the California Strawberry Commission, after wrapping up the Cal Poly Strawberry Center's 10th annual field day. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, August 13th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.